right, joining me on the CCHA show is Michigan Tech sophomore defenseman Matthew Campbell. And thanks for coming on and talking some Huskies hockey here today.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Matthew, you grew up in Vancouver, North Vancouver, BC out there. Who did you kind of watch as a kid? And were you kind of a defenseman all along, or did you kind of move there? What's kind of your background in that regard?
Yeah, I actually started as a forward. I was a center for the longest time and played a little bit of wing, but could never get the puck out on the wall. So, I was a center for the longest time. Actually, I played my first year of Bantam as a center and then switched back to defense and kind of a D-man since then and fall in love with it. In terms of who I watched, yeah, like growing up, I was a huge fan of Drew Doughty. Even when I was a forward, I just loved like his grit and, you know, his skill, the way he played. As I got a bit older, once Quinn Hughes entered the league, like obviously he's a Vancouver Canuck and I love the way he plays. Like, is just his skill, his skating, everything he does. And I try to model myself as best I can after him.
Do you think that experience you had playing as a forward helped you kind of as far as, you know, how you see the ice as a defenseman now, knowing what the forwards were doing at that time?
For sure, yeah. And I think like at a young age for me, like it was important to just get that experience like around the net and just in the offensive zone. I mean, I think a lot of people who are defensemen their whole lives never really get that that kind of experience. And just getting at a young age, I think, is important. It makes you more comfortable kind of in the ozone and around the net and such.
You played for Coquitlam, the Express there. You weren't too far from home. Was that an important choice for you as far as where you went and played junior hockey?
Yeah. So it was like, it was tough. I was in a mental blender trying to pick where to play. I mean, I knew I wanted to play in the BCHL. I grew up like watching that league and stuff. So,
okay.
But yeah, just the ability to, you know, be 20 minutes away from home. I got to live at home my whole junior career and stuff. So, also when I was 16, I was in AP with them and I think they went on like a 22 game win streak or something. So, just getting like experience, like how good they were that year. I learned a ton from the older guys and I was super excited when I got to actually be like full time on that roster. You know, it's funny to hear guys say, oh, two's a fluke, three's a streak, but I was in the dressing room here and I'm going, you know, 21's a fluke, 22's a streak. So yeah, it kind of set a high of junior hockey for me.
That's a real high bar there. So you go on originally to Quinnipiac last year, that team, you know, you were part of a national championship team. What can you just kind of explain, you know, you weren't on the ice for, you know, the game aspect, a lot of those things, but it certainly had to be a fun experience to be a part of that group.
Yeah, no, it was an unbelievable experience. You know, like first off, we had such a great group of guys. I think that's a big reason why we had so much success on the ice is just like, you know, off the ice guy, like you could walk, you can hang out with any guy, you know, just a great group. And, you know, our older guys were unreal leaders. And our younger guys were willing to learn and everyone came to the rink every day and, you know, worked as hard as they could and whatnot. So that was a big part of our success. You know, for me, like you said, like I didn't play, but I just try to take every day and, you know, get a little bit better each day and, you know, learn from the older guys and stuff. And, you know, for me, like two guys that stand out, you know, Jaden Lee, he's our captain there now. He's also from North Van, where I'm from. And, so like learning from him and then Zach Metza, who plays in Rochester now, with Buffalo's organization, you know, he's a guy that I look up. He's one of my really good friends and he's a guy that I look up to a ton, like just the way he did things every day. You know, he was the first one in the gym, last one out, first one on the ice, last one off kind of thing. And as a leader, when he talked, everyone listened. And especially for me, like as a freshman, like, you know, it's easy for older guys to be hard on younger guys and stuff. And it's good. Like you need that sometimes, but you know, he'd come talk to guys, you know, after a week and say, hey, how you doing? Like everything good off the ice and stuff. So just, the whole year was a big learning experience for me and I'm super, you know, blessed to have those older guys to look up to.
And that's a really, I think, healthy way to look at the whole situation. Right. And were there any moments that stood out for you as far as the season went? Obviously probably going on the ice after winning the Natty is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience, and kind of similar like what I said about Coquitlam. You know, it set a super high standard for college hockey. And I just try and, you know, I try and like bring as much of good, like there's good and bad about, you know, every program and everything in life, really. So I try and bring as much of the good with me here and get rid of the bad.
Absolutely. For you this season, you had personally a bit of a slow start as far as production wise. And do you feel like over the last four games, you've really felt more comfortable either with, you know, with your D pair or just on the ice in general?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like college hockey is still new to me.
Yeah.
I haven't played a ton of games yet still. So I'm just kind of finding my footing and yeah, getting used to the speed and just how things are done at this level is taking some time and it's good. And mentioning pairing, like I'm playing with Chase Pietola recently and he's yep. Unbelievable young freshman, you know. I think come draft day, you know, next year, I think an NHL team would be silly not to take him. So
that's high praise. And what is it like playing with all these Pietolas? How do you keep them in order? I guess Chase has some facial hair going on, but everybody else looks the same.
Yeah, well, you know, Chase and Jed, I got Chase and Jed down, but
okay,
Logan and Blake, I just kind of took a gamble.
You're guessing?
Yeah, I say just yell Blake, and if one looks, he looks. If you know. Working on those two, but
still, I think a lot of people are still working on those two, and might be for quite some time. You know, have you formed any? You talk about Chase a little bit, but anybody else like a Lachlan Getz? I know played hockey out east too. Do you have that kind of similar bond going on there?
Yeah, I started the year playing with Getzy, and interesting story is actually back in Coquitlam. In my last year there, we had our first round of playoffs was against the Chilliwack Chiefs, who Getzy played for. So it's kind of funny that you know, we're going to war against each other back then, and then we get to come together now. And but yeah, obviously he came from another top program and kind of a similar situation, like looking for more opportunity and whatnot. So we definitely have a bond there, and he's a great guy. I think he's an unbelievable player too. So yeah, he's a guy who I spent a fair amount of time with, and just a good friend for sure.
That's great. And so what can you kind of maybe attribute to? You guys have been great over the last month or so, I think 5-1 in November. You know, what have you attributed some of that to? I know you picked up your first ever, the program's first ever sweep on the road at Mankato. You probably didn't know that going in, but you know, how does it feel to have that kind of box check there?
Yeah. So I had no idea going into the weekend, but it's pretty cool. I mean, playing in Mankato is super cool. Great atmosphere there, and they have a super nice rink. So it was a ton of fun. And obviously to sweep them for the first time and to hear with such an old program like Michigan Tech, like to hear that you did something for the first time in program history is pretty cool.
I'd say so.
Something that doesn't happen every day. So yeah, that was awesome. Then honestly, like, I think we're just finally starting to come together and be the team that, I mean, we always knew we were. You know, we were ranked and touted pretty high at the start of the year. And it's kind of weird this year, you know, not having any preseason, going right into a game against a team like Minnesota Duluth. And then, you know, Alaska came at us hard. And then we had to deal with Wisconsin, you know, like right after that. So we kind of had a meat grinder to start and, you know, a lot of new faces in the dressing room and stuff. So, it took a while for everyone to gel, but I think that's natural and coming together as a group and as a team now. So it's been good. And I think it's only up from here.
You've had some success recently passing the puck to guys like Rylan Mosley and Max Kaskapurdy and these guys, you know, what, you know, how easy do they make it look, and how do they kind of help you guys out in the blue line, you know, at both ends of the ice?
Yeah. I mean, especially a guy like Mosley, you know, like that overtime goal in Mankato, like I don't know how he scores from that angle, but I'll take it. No, like he's unbelievable. And like you said, like he makes it look easy, right? So, you know, you give him the puck and you just kind of let him do his thing, and it usually works out. So he makes it look easy, and he does make it easy for us defensemen. So he's a guy who, when you know, you get on the ice, you see his line come out, you're like, you're excited.
That's pretty cool. So it looks like you've gotten to your shot a little bit more recently. You weren't taking a lot of shots early in the year, but I think you had, between 3 and 5 over the last 4 games. Does that just come with the territory being more comfortable, or are you guys having more possession in the offensive zone? Like, where does that kind of, where do those opportunities come from, you think?
I think a little bit of both. We are starting to get a lot more like sustained zone time as a team. There's times in games where we're in there, working at high to low over and over again. And, for me, like in junior, I really worked hard on just being a shooter. And obviously I didn't get that opportunity last year. So now that I can finally, get back in games and start shooting a lot, it's something I don't want to say pride myself on, but it's something that I like about my game and stuff. So I'm starting to look towards the net more and yeah, but mostly that, like, those opportunities come because our forwards do such a good job just working in the ozone and stuff. So I definitely credit it to that.
Yeah, you could say you pride yourself on it. That's okay. You can take a little bit of credit, Matthew.
Yeah.
So you guys have, kind of turning some things around here in November. We're turning over to a new month. Do you guys kind of break the season down to any kind of groups of games, or is it just kind of you get through a stretch and you're home for a certain number here? You're home, you're home again coming up against Bowling Green this weekend here. So kind of what's like the mentality of this group here?
Yeah, we don't really break it up into any little segment. I think naturally, everyone kind of breaks up in first half, second half kind of thing.
Sure.
Before and after Christmas. And I think for us, we're looking just to, we have 4 games till Christmas break. And I mean, like I said, we're starting to come together as a team. I think we're looking to just be the best, get a little bit better each game, be the best, versions of ourselves in these next 2 weekends here. And I want to say pretty much every weekend has been, home away kind of thing. So
yeah,
I feel like home ice here is awesome. The Mac gets loud, and it's I can imagine it's a super hard rink to play in for a visiting team. So we try to use that to our advantage and just, get the crowd into it early kind of thing. And I think that helps us. So home ice is definitely a big thing for us.
No, it absolutely is. I think people that even from the outside who have never been to the Mac know that, the expectation is there when you come in as a visiting or home player. I think it adds excitement to whoever you are coming into that kind of environment.
Totally. Yeah. Like, it was something that I never experienced before. The pep band's amazing. And, the student section is loud and hilarious. So it's super cool. It's kind of what you dream of when you imagine college hockey as a younger kid. So.
I have 2 more for you. First, I just want to ask you about Isaac Gordon, who is the league's rookie of the month. I know you're a sophomore, but like you said, you haven't played a ton of college hockey. This is basically your freshman year as far as on the ice. Kosta Purdy, how these classmates of yours, and Gordon, I guess, is the point of emphasis here. But what have you guys been able to do, and what stands out from his game? I know he has 7 goals in the month, but impressive on you.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'll say is that kid is a physical specimen. he's super strong. It's not many freshmen come to college and are already, stronger than upperclassmen and able to be physical out there. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's one thing that you really tip your cap to Gordo about. On top of that, his shot is it's awesome. I tend to get out of the way of it in practice. I don't know how much coach likes that, but when I see him winding up, I'm hitting the road. So
save those blocks for the game.
Yeah, for sure. No, but he's an unreal young player, and just to see him, have success early, like, I think that's awesome. And I think the sky's the limit for him, with his like athleticism, like I said, and his skill set, like he's got hands, he's really got it all. Like, I see him as a full package as a player. And obviously, there's room to grow for everyone, but especially as a freshman, like, just continuing to, get better every day at the college level is going to be big for him. And, like you said, like, he has like 7 goals, mm-hmm.
in a month. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. That's impressive, you know, for anyone. So let alone a freshman.
Absolutely. And lastly, I want to ask you about just kind of the landscape of college hockey that you kind of stepped into kind of post COVID, right? Cause you're a lot of kids your age were in juniors or even in high schools or even, you know, before during COVID. You know, there's been a lot of change with the transfer portal and things like that. Just kind of what's your kind of view of the college hockey landscape at this point when you, obviously you were you transferred early in your career.
Yeah, that's a tough question. it's interesting. Yeah. Cause like, you know, you think of college hockey and, or at least when I was younger, like you thought of it and, like it was, you know, you're at one school for 4 years and then, you know, you're off after that. And the transfer portal made it interesting. You know, I guess it's still early. So we're going to see how it really affects college hockey, you know, in the next couple of years. I mean, I kind of see it as a blessing and a curse for some guys. Like, yeah. I mean, for me, you know, it worked out well and I'm super lucky. I was able to, you know, have a place like Michigan Tech that was willing to, you know, take a chance on me really and bring me in and just give me the opportunity to get some opportunity, if that makes sense. The opportunity, yeah. You know, fight for a roster spot, right? So it's interesting. I honestly, like, I don't have a good or bad answer for you on that. To be determined. You know, I see it as like a blessing and a curse for different programs and different players. For myself, like, it was a blessing, really. it worked out well for me. And again, I'm super grateful, you know, Coach Shahan, Coach Shellis, Coach Murray, like, took a chance on a kid who didn't play a game the year before and brought me in and, you know, just gave me opportunity and the ability to, you know, earn my ice time and stuff. So it worked out for me. And I hope it helps more players than it hurts, for sure.
I think that you'll find, I think that's was always kind of one of the negatives to the game before was the part you had to sit out and everything. Yeah, there's obviously a double-edged sword for everyone, right? Like, you know that when it's easier to transfer, then it's easier to go somewhere else if you don't like some small aspect. But when it's, you know, career-changing like it can be for players like you, then it's certainly a positive. I think it is that way for more often than it is not. Is that kind of how you see it overall?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, yeah, like for me, it was, like I said, it was career, like you said, it was career-changing. You know, I also just, I do have a bit of sympathy for guys where, you know, you're at a program and you're maybe there for a year or two, you're battling, you're trying to kind of earn your ice time, earn your opportunity. And then, you know, next season rolls around and they bring in two, three guys, you know what I mean? So yeah. I see that as like the negative side. Like you said, double-edged sword. For me, it's worked out well. So I'm happy about it. And I think in most cases, it does work out really well. So I like the direction that, you know, college hockey and NCAA is going.
That's good. I always want to get a player's perspective on these things because I can hear you hear everyone else's from, you know, from coaches to the media to everyone has a kind of an opinion on it. But I like to hear what you guys have to say about this type of stuff because I think people need to hear that kind of thing. So,
yeah, for sure. Like you said, I think a double edged sword is the best way to describe it, for sure.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Gensel banks it towards the goal. He scores.
Kale McCarr.
He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious me.
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at collegehockey.
All right, joining me on the CCHA show is Matthew Gleason and Liam Malmquist, a couple of forwards for the University of St. Thomas. And guys, thanks, thanks for coming on and talking some Tommy's hockey. You guys have had a real good month going and a good season so far.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Two local kids to the Twin Cities, both of you transferring to the Tommy's this year. We'll start with Matthew, who came from CC, from Colorado College. you know, you're a Creighton Durham Hall grad, so obviously you know the Twin Cities real well, and St. Thomas not too far from Creighton, as a matter of fact. But you know, before we get into your career here, what was kind of your decision? Obviously coming back home had something to do with it, but what was your reasoning for coming back to play for Rico and the Tommies?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's great to be back home. Both my parents actually went to school here, and my older brother, so very familiar with the school. And then also just the message Rico had, just building up a program, but also we're here to win now. And just the combination of athletics and academics here is top notch.
That's great. And for Liam, you went to Wisconsin for a couple of years, but you're also an Edina kid, the Hornets over there, a lot of storied hockey tradition there. Was your story similar? What were your kind of thoughts coming back home in a ways?
Yeah, I think it was similar to Matt. After talking with Rico, I mean, he had a great proposal, and he was really accepting of his team, and he made it easy for the transition and the opportunity, I think, for both of us. But yeah, I had a brother who went to St. Thomas as well, and so I was a little familiar with the campus and the community a little bit. But yeah, it's nice to be home, and always having people that you know kind of on your backside report or supporting you. So yeah, it's been great so far.
I gotta ask both of you, we'll start with Liam here. Had you ever played in the X, maybe in the state tournament game or something prior to your trip there to play the Gophers early season?
Yeah, I was fortunate to play my junior year. We got third place there, and then my senior year we ended up winning it, so I was fortunate to play a couple games there. And I remember, it feels like a whole year ago, but when we were playing the Gophers at the X, it was really cool. We had a lot of fans come out, so kind of reminded me of a high school game.
And Matthew, I guess the same question for you, but you know, what we were kind of big, I mean, that was probably one of the more exciting October hockey games to watch or maybe be a part of. Can you give me your feeling on that one?
Yeah, I mean, for me, growing up in St. Paul and just Minnesota as a whole, everybody wants to play at the X. For us, we were fortunate enough to do it in college. And then just playing Minnesota, too, was big for us. Kind of like a little St. Paul versus Minneapolis matchup going on. But it was really cool just because the community came out to support us. It was kind of the first time we've had that opportunity to play on that stage at home. So I think that was the coolest part about it, was just how the whole fans rallied around us, the whole community, and had a really good turnout.
I've heard, you know, Coach talk about this a lot, but you guys, the little run you had, you know, the 5-game winning streak, I'm sure was big. You know, it's still early in the season, but to have that kind of success early, and I know Coach talked about, you know, practice might even be more, you know, someone asked him if he eases up on you guys when you guys are having success, he says it might even be harder. You know, we'll start with you, Matthew, on just how, you know, what kind of motivation do you get from Coach and also from your teammates to kind of push things to the next level and go on those runs, hopefully another one coming up, you know?
Yeah, I'd say the 1 week of practice we had that was a little bit lower was actually that Bemidji weekend, and we came out kind of slow. So after that, it's been all running and gunning. Doesn't matter if we get swept or we split or what's going on. We come in Monday practice ready to go. I'd say one of the toughest weeks we had was actually that bye week. We had guys fighting in practice all the time, going at each other. But that's the biggest thing, you know, just pushing each other every day. We're not there to go through the motions every day. We're playing like it's a game.
Liam, same thing for you, I guess. What's kind of been the you know, whether it comes from the coaching staff or from the players, you know, what's the biggest motivator for this group at this point?
Yeah, I think for just listening to the coaches every day, I mean, can't get complacent, whether, you know, it's a 5-game win streak or what, but you got to come in each day. And I think now that St. Thomas and the guys in our locker room have kind of more of a target on our backs, I think it's a lot easier to kind of just look at the wins and keep moving on. But Coach has been really complacent about just bringing it every day and working hard, and saying now it's even more of a time where you got to just keep pushing and keep battling and making sure those results can continue to come.
I'm going to ask both you guys this about, you know, your kind of goalie tandem that you have going on. I know we just had Aaron Trotter win goalie of the month for November. Yeah, Jake Seibel was the goalie of the month in October. What do those two bring to the table? I know coach has been using them pretty much splitting the season so far for the most part. But Liam, start with you, I guess. What is it like having those guys on the back end helping you guys out defensively?
Yeah, two great goaltenders. I mean, they have a good relationship as well. So it makes it a lot easier for us forwards to kind of just not really worry about it and have full support and trust for whoever is in net. And like you said, Trotter had a great month. And, you know, for both of those guys, I think now we kind of expect it from them. And yeah, they're a big piece and backbone to our group.
Matt, what are you seeing from your the back end guys?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, really. I think every team out there wants a goalie they can rely on. And then when you have two, it's something special. So just going out there every night, knowing that the guy in between the pipes, no matter who it is going to do their job and do it really well. It's a good thing to rely on, because there's definitely been some times where they've bailed us out throughout the year, some bad periods we've had where they've stood on their head. But yeah, I mean, it's just what you ask for in hockey, and they've been doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, Trotter had a big one against Bowling Green, and maybe that, you know, that you guys didn't have your best game. I think he still won 4-1, but he had 42 saves. And you know, is that the kind of, Matt, is that kind of what you're talking about? Even when the team's not on its best, I mean, you won the game, but he had some big time stops in that game on the road.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that game especially, they had some really good rushes and some they had some good forwards making good plays, and there's a couple backdoor saves in there, a couple breakaway goals that if one of those goes in, it's a whole different game. But they're just doing a heck of a job back there.
I want to ask you guys about your point of production, and Matt, you know, both of you guys have had a lot of assists. I think you're 2 goals, 7 assists, 9 points, and you know, one of the plays you made against the Gophers really stands out to me. That your forecheck is, what part of your game, I guess, is you know, are you the most proud of on a given night, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely depends on the night and who you're playing. But I think what grounds me as a player is just hard skill, just my compete level and hating to lose, going into corners, getting pucks, and then using that to be able to make plays.
Liam, what would you say? You lead the team with 10 assists. Do you see yourself more as a setup guy than a scorer, or is that just kind of how the points have shaken out for you so far this year?
I wouldn't say I see myself more as a passer or a shooter or one of the other, but I mean, I think when you're set up with guys around you and guys who can finish and guys who are trying to get open, it makes it a lot easier for guys like me and Matt to try to make plays and try to make the right ones. And I know Rico has a lot of faith in us to try to make plays and just play our game. So I wouldn't consider either of us one or a passer or a shooter, but I know it's really fun to score goals, and it's also fun setting them up. So whatever makes it go on the back of the net is what we're both trying to do.
That seems like the right attitude to have. Was there any challenge coming into this program, or just kind of, you know, a little bit of unfamiliarity, right? You know the area, you know the team as far as its existence, but it's only been D1 for, this is the third year now. Start with Liam here. Just, you know, coming into an establishing program, having some guys that have been here for a couple of years now already?
Yeah, I think at first, from what I remember, we had some summer workouts, and at first I was definitely a little bit nervous and coming to a whole different program and culture, but the guys were great, and they really made us transfers fit in right away. And obviously there was a learning curve to try to get to know people and know their tendencies, but I thought the guys were great, and it was an easy transition, and now we definitely feel both part of the team, so it's been great.
Matthew, is that kind of how you've seen it from your eyes? And what are some of the things that you maybe found challenging early on, but now, thinking back, maybe they're just, in hindsight, everything was probably fine for you?
Yeah, no, definitely there was a learning curve, like Liam said. Coming in summer, it's never easy joining a team that's already been together for a little bit. I'd say for the rebuilding aspect, you don't really notice that. We're just a team that's showing up and trying to win, and we go training the same way. But overall, I would just say it was the same thing. You work a little bit harder in the summer. You want to prove to the other guys that you have what it takes to be there, that you want to be a part of the group, and then just also earning the guys' respect. I think that was a big thing too, just coming in first couple games too, playing the right way, having each other's backs, all that stuff. So I think the biggest thing was just building trust early. And like Liam said, now it just feels like we're a group that's going into games to win.
That's great. And for you guys, you know, the campus, for people that don't know, you're playing in Mendota Heights, which is a bus trip away from campus. Is there anything you guys try to do when you're on campus, whether it be, you know, check out other sporting events when you can during the week, or, you know, meet up other places, or, you know, become, how are you part of the St. Thomas campus, you know, Matt, do you know, outside of hockey, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I mean, especially in preseason, we tried to get to as many games as we could. Got to go to a couple volleyball games and women's soccer games. But I think, like, the biggest thing, like, me and Mom are in class all day long. So it's just walking around campus, seeing people, saying hi to people, treating people the right way. I think that's the biggest thing for us.
Liam, would you say that, you know, you being from little, not from the city of St. Paul, like Matt probably has a little bit more experience roaming around the St. Paul area there, but have you found that to be the case as well around campus, and, you know, just how people treat each other?
Yeah, for sure. I think just regarding back to what Matt said, we try to get here and try to get ourselves a little in touch with the campus and with people around, especially maybe athletes, just to kind of connect with them. But we try to get out of the house and try to make use of our time the right way. But yeah, during the season, it's a lot of class during the day, and then trying to make use of your time and make sure you're prepared and ready to go for the week or the weekend ahead. So I mean, the campus has been great, and it's super nice. It kind of reminds me of a little Notre Dame. So it's been great.
That's a pretty good analogy. I've been to both of those spots there, and you're right, the architecture certainly makes you kind of think that way, and just how it's kind of laid out in that same way. That's a good way to kind of, people who haven't been to St. Thomas, is a good way to kind of put it there. You guys are on the road this weekend, Liam, headed to Ferris State. You know, what are road trips like for you guys? And, you know, what do you kind of do to pass the time and on the bus? And then, you know, how do you get the most prepared or the best prepared to take on a road opponent here in the CCHA?
Yeah, I think, you got to be, if not, or even more prepared. And sometimes you can get a little unfocused when you're on the road or in a hotel and different environment. And maybe your pregame routines change a little bit. But I think from our road trips, it's been good. It's been a good system. Everything's kind of planned out for us. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much different, but you gotta stay focused and prepared.
Matt, you guys have had some success on the road. Obviously that Bowling Green trip was a big one for you guys. You know, is there anything that kind of stands out for you when you head to a different building, or do you, like, for the first time, even, you know, when you're going to Fort Ferris State, or, you know, building places you haven't played before, are there things you try to kind of figure out in your morning skate or things like that?
I wouldn't say as much figure it out. It's more just take it all in.
Okay.
I think that's the coolest thing about college hockey, is going all around the country and playing in different rinks and just seeing different atmospheres. So I think a big part of it is just taking it all in. But yeah, definitely some rinks you got to figure out, different corners, or if it's a little bit smaller in certain areas, if you'll have more time or less. So definitely take that into account. But for the most part, it's just taking it all in the atmosphere.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CCHA Show. For stories, scores, stats, and more, visit ccha.com.